Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live right now on this Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Hello to everybody jumping on from the United States and around the world. We had a lot of international folks here last night. There must have been at least six or seven different countries that were in the chat. Up England, hello, 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 in Lancaster, England, we're so happy to have you, in Ontario, Canada, Montana, South Africa, welcome, Northern Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Florida, hello, hello, Charleston, South Carolina, we're so happy to have you with us. I'm going to open up in prayer in just a moment. Hello to our moderators and Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Okay, I have Clay Clark here, so buckle up, everybody, and get ready for the roller coaster ride we are about to embark on. So I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we are going to bring him in. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you today, Lord. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short in you, Lord. Father, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you, Lord. He rose again in 3 days victoriously, ascended back into heaven, is ruling and reigning at your right hand forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, to descend, to fill this place, to go forth with might and power and authority, Father, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. Lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Fill us with your wisdom, Father, as we go forth today. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, just allow us the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter and most certainly just the clay. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Let your name be glorified above all, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay, welcome to those who are jumping on right now. We have a very special guest with us. Clay Clark is here, and we're going to bring him on now to do a biblical deep dive.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're the problem for this biblical deep dive. You challenged me about 2.5 years ago, and you told me that I should be reading the Bible every day. And so I've always been a researcher and a reader, but I've never been a daily Bible reader. So I encourage everybody out there, do what Amanda Grace told me to do 2.5 years ago and block out time in your schedule to read the Bible. And so I just want to tell you, thank you for being the source of this problem. And I appreciate you very much for giving me that mentorship moment so many years ago.
Well, praise the God. Praise God, Clay. You're welcome. I'm glad you do it. I am so glad, because it really is. The Bible is transformative. It's meant to feed us on a daily basis. I do it myself. I would never tell you guys to do something I don't do myself. And this is a discipline that I have myself developed.
Well, what I wanted to do today, because I know your listeners like listening to you more than me, what I wanted to do is I wanted to tee up 10 big ideas during these 40 minutes we have together and get your response to it from a biblical perspective. So I'm going to tee up the idea, and then you kind of tell us what to do with it. Okay. So the other day, I'll be very vague here, I was involved in a legal situation. In fact, many of our speakers at the Reawaken Tour are, because they're actually doing things. You know, you have Peter Navarro, President Trump's top economic advisor. You have Eric Trump, President Trump's son, Alina Haba, President Trump's top legal advisor. You know, all these people are on the tour. And I was talking to some of these wonderful folks backstage, and the conversation was, you know, what do you think is happening? And I said, well, the Euphrates River seems to be drying up. It seems like the false prophet is showing up. It seems like China and Russia are teaming up. It seems like the beast technology prophesied in the Bible is showing up. And it seems like nations are gathered around Israel for stuff to start blowing up. So to me, that reads a lot like Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. And they said, well, what does that mean? And I said, I don't know about the timeline. I'm just saying to me, what we're dealing with today seems a lot like Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. I'd love to get your reaction and your discernment, and we'd love to just learn from you.
You know, it is interesting because you do see the pieces and the players definitely moving into place. You see this getting closer together, the countries for the war of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 38. You see that forming. Russia and Iran are major players in that, as well as, I believe, China and other nations. And so we see that happening. We see these, yes, interesting instances of the Euphrates drying up and these other occurrences that are spoken about biblically. And I think this is the cobblestones being laid right now for the path that is going to get us to that war. So right now we're watching the cobblestones being laid, and we're watching a shift happen and pieces being moved around. Now, once they're into place, because God has an appointed time for this, we don't know how long that's going to be once they're in place. They can come in place and it could be another 5 to 10 years, but they definitely are moving into place.
So again, I just encourage everybody out there, you might be listening today, and by the way, we have a wonderful audience watching online right now. I'm looking in the chat here. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Renee. Just so many wonderful people joining. I encourage everybody to read the Word of God
today.
What's
we're
that?
Like romper room, Clay. We're just calling out names. Remember romper room? They just call out names at the end. Yep, that's what we're doing.
I just encourage everybody out there, sincerely, dive into the Bible, everybody. Just get in the Bible, read it tonight, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. Now, my next question I have for you, Miss Amanda Grace, is are we living through Daniel chapter 2? And somebody says, what? Well, this guy right here, this is Klaus Schwab, all right? And he said during an interview with Charlie Rose so many years ago, he says, the difference of the fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't like so much change what you're doing. As much as it changes you, if you take the genetic editing. So he's saying that it doesn't so much change you. He says it doesn't so much change what you're doing for a living, but it changes you if you take the genetic editing. And so in Daniel chapter 2, the Bible prophesied, Daniel prophesied that God gave him a vision that there would be this time where they had mixed the miry clay with the iron. He called that the fourth kingdom. Klaus Schwab says it's the fourth industrial revolution, where they're doing that transhumanism agenda. So my question for you is, do you feel like, do you discern like, and it's a sincere question, that the fourth industrial revolution being put out there by Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari, does that feel like or connect to the fourth kingdom from the book of Daniel chapter 2?
Now it may, but here's the interesting part. So the enemy, right, Satan himself, knows the Bible backwards and forwards. Don't kid yourself. He does, because he quoted it to Jesus in the wilderness. So he knows. He knows what's in here. So sometimes what he'll do is he'll attempt to counterfeit and fabricate something before it's time to mimic what's about to come. And he'll do that, and he'll give it a very similar name to what really the word says, right? So
got it.
Fourth kingdom, fourth industrial revolution. So this could be what we're looking at here, is the enemy has tried to literally counterfeit that and is literally trying to jump ahead of the schedule through this. But definitely, is it something that is mirroring that and pushing its way towards this fourth kingdom that is spoken of in Daniel? Yes.
Okay. And I just encourage everybody, that's Daniel chapter 2. Everybody read this tonight. If you want to just get a wild story that'll build your faith, read the book of Daniel. Yeah. I mean, you've got this guy, Nebuchadnezzar, by the way, his threat, he always would say that if you don't do this or that, he's going to turn, he's going to kill you and turn your home into a dunghill. That was his go-to move. He'd say, I'm going to kill you and turn your home into a dunghill. You know, so this guy, he brings in Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he changes their name. He wants to change what they eat. He wants to get them to bow down every time he makes loud noises. He's like, come on, bow down. And they're like, we don't want to bow down. So he says, well, you guys are going into the furnace then, right? And his closest associates, his guards, Nebuchadnezzar's closest guys, he says, guys, heat up that furnace, make it hotter. And they're like, we can't heat it up anymore, Captain. And they said, heat it up, heat it up. And so what happens is Nebuchadnezzar's own people.
Here too.
Yeah, get a little Scotty in there. So what happens is that he ends up killing his own guys because it's so hot. Well, once he gets Daniel and once he gets these men into the fiery furnace, he begins to say, Nebuchadnezzar, who else is in that fire? Who I thought we just put up. Yep, why is there another person in there?
The fire. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I just would say this right now for anybody out there. I believe that God right now, very analogous, God wants us to be willing to stand up for our faith. And to quote Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, was they were saying that whether you save us or not, God, we're not going to bow the knee and bow down to Nebuchadnezzar. And I think what we're seeing right now, and I want to get your thoughts on this, is you're seeing this. Now, again, be very clear. Someone will take a little clip here. I stand with Israel. That's because I believe Genesis chapter 6 tells us to do that. Genesis chapter 12 tells us to do that. I believe the Bible is very clear. From you open up your book of Genesis, you go to Genesis chapter 12. I believe God's very clear we're supposed to stand with the people of Israel. That being said, what happens is the Patriot Act wasn't patriotic. We all know that. The Affordable Health Care Act didn't make health care affordable. And you're seeing right now that this legislation that's being introduced here, this H.R. 6090, everyone needs to look it up tonight. I'll pull it up for you. Everyone should look it up. It's H.R. 6090. If you look up this bill here, this is the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2023. It appears to be... it appears to be something that is trying to mute the New Testament, according to Tucker Carlson and Charlie Kirk. So I'd love to get your reaction to that, as Tucker Carlson and Charlie Kirk are saying that it appears as though H.R. 6090 is trying to mute the New Testament.
You know, it's interesting because Dr. Michael Brown had said him and Charlie Kirk were talking about this back and forth through email when this came out, which was interesting. And basically, the way the bill is broken down is that you can quote the New Testament. So if I were to go to any one of the Gospels and quote that Jesus was put before the people with Barabbas and Pontius Pilate there, and they yelled, give us Barabbas, and crucify Jesus. And basically Pilate said, you're going to kill an innocent man. They said, let his blood be upon our hands and the hands of our children. That's biblical. Right? That's not anti-Semitic, okay? That can be quoted. However, if you twist it, right, and say, now I don't believe this, guys, I'm giving you the example, all Jews are Christ killers, that would be an anti-Semitic. That would be moving in that direction, because we can't say that about all Jews, because there's many Messianic Jews out there and others of faith, you know what I mean, within the Jewish community. So, the way the bill shapes it up, you can quote the New Testament and you can quote literature and you can do those things. However, this bill has a propensity to take a wrong turn. Okay, so let's put it that way. This act, it's an act, has a propensity to take a wrong turn and actually potentially have an addendum added onto it that tries to point at silencing the New Testament. As the bill stands right now, we could still quote it, but then taking that and twisting it would be where you see what I mean? The example I just gave, where the problem would lie.
Got it. And so again, I want to just, everyone can follow along here. Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. I'm looking at my notes here, so we're on the same page. I encourage everybody to look it up. Ask yourself, are we living through these times? Is God trying to warn us with the drying of the Euphrates River? Two, the book of Daniel. Are we seeing the book of Daniel? Are we seeing the book of Daniel chapter 2 come to pass with the fourth kingdom? Three, Ezekiel chapter 38. All these nations are gathering against Israel. And I know this for me. You know, I had gone to church. I had read the Bible often, but not on a daily practice. And as you read the Bible, it's very clear, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5 through 6, that a biblical Ethiopia, biblical Libya, biblical Gomer, which is now Turkey, and biblical Persia, which is Iran, will all come against Israel before the time of Christ's return. And what I'm seeing right now, and maybe I'm looking at it differently, I'm seeing an acceleration of those countries all coming against Israel. Love to get your reaction to that.
You know, it's interesting because let me think about how I can say this. Say, let me get my thought together for a minute, Clay. Say again what you said.
Well, as you read Ezekiel chapter 38, and I'm just going to read it to your listeners because, again, I'm just being very clear. I grew up, you know, reading the Bible, but it wasn't a daily thing, so I can't sit there and say, I've memorized the whole Bible. So as I go through the Bible and I read Ezekiel chapter 38, I'm going to go to Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5 through 6. There's many theologians, experts, you have Christian Broadcasting, saying that they believe right now that what you're seeing is the fulfillment of Ezekiel chapter 38, where the Bible said that biblical Ethiopia, biblical Libya, biblical Gomer, which is Turkey, and biblical Persia, which is Iran, they're seeing those things come to pass through these recent events. So if you open your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5 through 6, it says, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all of his bands, and many people with thee. Many people are saying that they believe that that is happening right now through these nations coming together. I just wanted to get your discernment as not only I consider you to be a prophet, yes, but in addition to that, I consider you to be a Bible teacher. And I think that's a powerful thing people need to know about your broadcast. So I'd love to get your thoughts on that.
I'll tell you something interesting too. I'm going to give you a little interesting tidbit here, okay? Ezekiel 8 is where the Lord takes Ezekiel to show him the abominations being committed behind the walls of the temple, right? And so you have that in Ezekiel 8, and we see that happening in the church right now. And then you go to Ezekiel 38, they're separated by 30 chapters, right?
Right.
The number 30, biblically, is very, very important because, first of all, Jesus started his ministry at 30 years old after he was baptized. The Lord prepared Jesus for 30 years to do 3 years of ministry on the earth, if we think about it that way. But also, Jesus was betrayed by Judas for 30 pieces of silver. So it's interesting that 30 chapters separate Ezekiel 8 with the abominations going on in the temple, with the abominations we see going on in the church right now. And 30 chapters separates that between that and Ezekiel 38, where you see all of these countries lining up to betray Israel. So that's just something interesting I wanted to throw in there. But these countries most definitely are being seduced and lulled by Satan himself and his army to come into order, okay? Because Satan is so desperate, A, to get ahead of God's timeline in this. God has a schedule. He's got appointed times. Satan thinks if he can jump ahead of that or get in the middle of that, he has a chance to beat God, which will never be because he was thrown out of heaven as fast as lightning, Jesus says in the book of Luke. So, when you see Persia, Iran, Kush, Ethiopia, Libya, when you see, now here's the key, Ethiopia and Libya begin to migrate more towards thinking like Iran, right? So when you see that and then bringing a public outcry like Iran is, we're getting very close.
Now, let me throw out this for anybody out there that does not know this, and this is not a shameless precious metals commercial, but it is something you need to be aware of, okay? So back 17 years ago. So let's go back. Okay, I was 27 years old.
Okay.
I was 27, okay? And Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Everyone should write that down. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. I'm 27 years old. They began hoarding the Earth's gold in preparation to create what's called BRICS 17 years ago. I'm 27 years old. Then on January 1st of this year, acceleration, you have Iran, Ethiopia, Dubai, Saudi Arabia, Egypt. They all join BRICS. So BRICS is now doubled in size as of January 1st. I don't know if people know this, but we're 7 days away right now, 7 days away. And I don't want to get the dates wrong on this, okay? BRICS is having its annual meeting. Okay, so BRICS is going to have their next meeting. And when BRICS has this meeting, at this meeting, many people, I certainly was invited, I was not invited, but many of the people who are close to BRICS are saying that at this BRICS summit that's coming up here soon here, at this BRICS meeting, again, I would defer to Clayton Morris from Morris Invest or the Redacted Program. I would defer to Robert Kiyosaki from Rich Dad Poor Dad. I would defer to Andrew Sorcini, people in the precious metal space. But they're all saying that apparently the BRICS nations are planning on making a big announcement here soon about adding an additional 40 countries. And so, Amanda, you're talking about Ethiopia now taking a major part in that. And these countries are all teaming up together to introduce a new gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. So this is the kind of money you could turn on or off. Now, I believe it sounds a lot like Revelation chapter 6, verse 6. And someone says, what? So I encourage everybody, let's open up our Bible right now to Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, and go off the assumption that I have lost my mind.
Interesting scripture verse. After you read this, I'm going to read something interesting in scripture.
And people like you more than me. So here we go. So Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, it says, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine. So I believe we are seeing this event of de-dollarization occurring, and I'd love to get your reaction to that.
Okay, so something interesting, okay? If we go to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10, right? This is now Israel is kind of rebelling at this point, okay, in Isaiah 9. And we go to Isaiah verse 10. The bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with huge stones. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Therefore, the Lord raises his hand against Ephraim's adversaries from Rezin, king of Aram, and spurs their enemies on. The Arameans on the east and the Philistines on the west, and they devour Israel with gaping jaws. In spite of all this, God's anger does not turn away, but his hand is still stretched out. Now, how does this scripture verse tie to what you're talking about? Well, when the bricks have fallen, but we'll rebuild with hewn stone, you know what Israel was saying at that point to God is, oh yeah, we're going to build back better. We're going to build back better. We're going to make our own system. We're going to replace it with something better. We're going to back it with something better. Oh yeah, God, you allowed us to get attacked. You allowed judgment to come. Well, we're going to build back better now. And it's interesting because you see that interwoven into the theme of BRICS because it's of its name, right? BRICS. Okay. And then you see this interwoven into the Build Back Better agenda of the lunatic leadership in our nation right now. So it's interesting because biblically speaking, they're literally trying to find the BRICS nations in a way around God, whether they realize it or not, to try to take control of areas, right, and currencies. And situations within the earth that the Lord may be allowing to be shifted and moved and dealt with for good reason. So this is going to be interesting going forward to see how the Lord deals with BRICS because of what is interwoven in it.
Now, to hammer home that, if anybody hasn't read the Bible in a while, there was this guy by the name of Nimrod, and Nimrod was trying to build this thing called the Tower of Babel. Once he thought he could do it, he was trying to pull it off. He was considered to be a mighty man, you know, and he's trying to build this massive Tower of Babel. God confused his language. Well, as he ran away, he changed his name to Gilgamesh, and then ultimately there was, you know, buried underneath the Euphrates River. Well, as the Euphrates River dried up, this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, showed up. He was introduced to the world by Barack Obama. His name is Yuval Noah Harari. I want everyone to look him up. Yuval Noah Harari. His name in Hebrew, Yuval, means father of music. Noah, as in the days of Noah. Harari means shall ascend to the mountaintop. Think about that. So it means father of music, as in the days of Noah, shall ascend to the mountaintop. He is now saying that humans are hackable animals. He's now saying that COVID causes surveillance to go under the skin. He's now wanting to rewrite the Bible using AI. He wants to ban the eating of meat. Recently, he's called for rebuilding the third temple and to declare new religions based upon technology. This is Yuval Noah Harari, praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. To give you a little context, he just sold 47 million copies of his newest books here. 47 million copies of his books. And he did not show up until the Euphrates River dried up. So again, I just want to get your thoughts on Gilgamesh, a lot there, on Gilgamesh, Nimrod, and the idea that the Bible says it'll be like as in the days of Noah when Christ returns. And someone says, where does it say that? In the book of Matthew, it says as in the days of Noah. And I encourage everyone to open your Bible today and read it, Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 through 39. And so as in the days of Noah, the earth was filled with Hamas. Hamas in Hebrew means perpetual violence and wickedness. So Hamas is filling the world everywhere, college campuses, et cetera. As in the days of Noah, there were fallen angels mating with humans, messing with the bloodline. So I'm seeing the transhumanism agenda, messing with the bloodline. I'm seeing the perpetual violence and wickedness, Hamas literally filling the earth everywhere. I'm seeing this transhumanism agenda. And now I'm seeing this guy who, the only reason he's relevant is Yuval Noah Harari was leading the Gilgamesh Project before Barack Obama found him. He was leading the Gilgamesh Project. So I encourage everybody out there, if you have not read Genesis chapter 6, read it to learn about Hamas. But I want to get your thoughts on all things Hamas right now, because I believe we are seeing these things. And I'm not saying that tomorrow is going to be the day of the rapture, but I'm just saying we are seeing God, I believe in his great mercy, Amanda, reveal to us more things, not to scare, but to prepare us and to make sure that we're right with God. I just want to get your reaction to that.
You know, what's interesting about Nimrod and Gilgamesh and Mr. Harari is that in the word, it says that Nimrod was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Now, what does that translate to? He was doing it in spite of the Lord. He was doing it to spite the Lord, right? He was doing it to provoke the Lord. And interestingly enough, and I'll connect all the dots here. This is exactly what Harari is doing. He is doing it in spite of the Lord, right? A mighty hunter before the Lord. I'm doing this in spite of God. I'm doing this to spite God. And so this is exactly what is driving him. Now, Nimrod had relations with a woman named Semiramis, right? He dies. She claims that she is pregnant by Immaculate Conception and gives birth to Tammuz, which was the idol in Ezekiel when he said in chapter 8, when he looked and saw the abominations in the temple, that he saw the women weeping for Tammuz, right? So they were weeping for an idol, then before an idol that could not save them. Now, you bring it back to Hamas. What comes through this line of Nimrod and all these other things? Well, Amalek. Amalek raises up the tribe of Amalek, and Amalek ends up attacking Israel as they're coming out of Egypt. And the Lord says, because of the horror of what they did, that A, he was going to blot out their name, but also he was going to war with them every generation. Every generation, that spirit that drove Amalek was going to rise up. Well, now what happened with Hamas and Hamas in scripture being perpetual violence, you see that spirit of Amalek now going into the mode of provocation and persecution, and have lulled the younger into a trap of doing their bidding, and they'll basically destroy them when they're done with them, because this is how the spirit works. It's a very vicious, vicious spirit, and it is attempting right now to take over leadership in America. It is attempting through violence, through Hamas, through other means, to take this over right now in America. It's the same spirit too that drove Pharaoh. The way Pharaoh was with Egypt. So they're very similar, but we see this happening now, and we see this happening now, and we see it happening right now across the Middle East. So you see the way this spirit is traveling. We see it in Australia creeping in. So this is a global effort on the part of this spirit right now.
And I'll say this too, because I know we want to watch the clock today and make sure we end on time. You're back to back today. So I want to make sure we get this in here. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3. It says, in that day, I will make Jerusalem a burden stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. I am just seeing this happen right now. I'm beginning to see more and more countries, like Jamaica has now chimed in saying they stand with Palestine. You're seeing all the BRICS nations. nations, by and large, standing with Palestine. You're seeing the leadership of Palestine was flown out to China in June of last year so that China could announce they're protecting them financially and militarily. You're seeing Russia moving in their troops into Syria. The Bible says that Damascus, Syria, will have to be destroyed before the return of Christ. So all these things are happening. And I'm also seeing the Bible. The Bible talked about Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. It says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put dark for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." So I have one small sound clip here. Our good friend Peter Navarro, good friend of yours, good friend of Ark of Grace Ministries, President Trump's chief economic advisor, Amanda. This is the guy who did three things. He did a lot of things, but three things everyone should know. He's the one who pushed for tough deregulation. Okay, that's what made America's economy boom again. He pushed for tough negotiation with China so we could be competitive again. And he pushed for lower taxation so everything would be affordable. In addition to that, he's the first person in the White House to call out Fauci and the first person in the White House team to, I'm not going to get you banned off of YouTube, but to describe that certain quote-unquote therapeutics were not actually safe or effective, okay? So this is Peter Navarro, okay? Now, Peter Navarro, Matt Gaetz, this is Representative Matt Gaetz, he asked if he could meet with Peter Navarro at in prison. And listen to what happened this morning, folks. Listen to this.
Mr. Speaker, I rise to alert this House of the actions of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, which seem to be vindicating the claim made by Peter Navarro that he is being held as a political prisoner. I've been trying for 5 weeks to be able to interview Mr. Navarro. And there are provisions that ought to allow this. And I was informed directly by Director Peters, who runs the Bureau, that that request would be denied. And the reason it's being denied is because Peter Navarro is too notorious to be interviewed by a member of Congress. John Gotti was interviewed when he was in prison. The QAnon shaman was interviewed in prison. Director Peters herself brought NBC News through prisons to showcase the work.
So Peter Navarro right here, I gave him my word. Amanda, you know this story. Many of your listeners do. I talked to him on December 23rd. He's a great friend of mine. I talked to him almost daily. And Peter told me he needed help raising some money to cover his ongoing legal costs. And I told him, I said, Peter, I know you're going to prison, but while you're in prison, we're not going to forget you. We're going to lift you up in prayer and we're going to support you. So for any of your listeners right now, if they go to givesendgo.com/Navarro, he's got legal bills flying in nonstop every single day. So I've got three calls to action, and I mean it seriously for everybody out there today. One, if you can go to givesendgo.com/Navarro and donate anything at all, and if you say, I don't have $5, maybe fast for a meal. Trust me, I understand what it's like to have unrelenting legal bills. So find a way. And if you say, well, if I donate $10, I can't have a burrito today. Do whatever you have to do to support Peter Navarro. Donate something. And as you're doing that, as you're sacrificing those $10, pray for Peter Navarro. Pray that God is with him. Pray that God reveals himself to Peter Navarro, that he never feels alone in prison. And then if you'll text me proof of donation, we have 270 tickets remaining now for the Reawaken America Tour, Detroit, Michigan, our final confirmed event featuring yourself, Amanda Grace, featuring Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Cash Patel, Mike Lindell, General Flynn. So many great patriots are going to be there. And again, folks, if you go to givesendgo.com/Navarro and you donate anything at all, just text me proof of donation for a chance to win a backstage pass. Second call to action, get your tickets. We've got final tickets right now available. The final 270 tickets, 270 tickets remaining for June 7th and 8th, Detroit, Michigan. I'm telling you, we're having 70 plus speakers. Amanda Grace, we're going to have prophets, pastors, preachers, and teachers, 70 speakers over 2 days. You can name your price. And all you got to do is get to Detroit, Michigan. The mainstream media likes to say that I'm profiteering. Amanda Grace, you know this because I'm involved in ongoing litigation, but when you disclose the numbers, I've lost over $1 million on the Reawaken tour. So soon the whole world will see those numbers.
And given $1 million of his own money to keep this going.
We got to do it. So I'm just telling you, folks, and people say, why do you have to do it? Because I want the prophets, the politicians, the pastors, the preachers, the teachers, the basketball players, the celebrities all to meet and to understand that Jesus is King. So I encourage everybody, get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And then final call to action I have here for you today. If you need to be inspired, you need sort of a checkup from the neck up, you need some sort of way to get yourself to get yourself excited to do what needs to be done, I would encourage you to read all the Bible verses we talked about on today. today's show. And if you go to a webpage I've created for you, go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can download for free, no cost, the Reawaken America Tour documentary, where Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, where Mike Lindell, and where General Flynn 3 years ago were telling us we would be right where we are today if the good people didn't stand up. The documentary is aged very well. It's a family-friendly film, and I encourage everybody to download it and watch it tonight for free. And that's timetofreeamerica.com. But again, folks, get those tickets, Reawaken America Tour. It's going to sell out. We're almost there. And if you use promo code Ark of Grace, if you mention, hey, I heard about the Reawaken Tour through Amanda Grace, just use promo code Grace. Our team will call you and say, hey, I heard about you through Amanda Grace. You have a chance to win a backstage pass. And that's a wonderful time for you to come back there to meet Amanda, to meet Laura Trump, to meet Eric Trump, to meet General Flynn. It's going to be a great event. Again, get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Amanda, thank you so much. And again, thank you for challenging me 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago, to read the Bible daily. I do it every day. And I really do appreciate you, and I credit you for being the person that mentioned that to me. And I mention it every time I'm on the show with you, if I can, because you really did change my life. And I thank you for doing that.
Well, praise the Lord, Clay. The Lord used me. He just utilized me, you know, as a vessel. And I praise the Lord that it has had such a great impact on your life. It's amazing to watch. You are spiritually growing so much, Clay. I've noticed over the past couple of years the growth. So keep going.
Got to do it. Thank you again for carving out time. I know you have a hard break. And for everybody in the feed right now, Stephanie, Leah, Aaron, Trinoculus, Canady, Evie, Restoration Dream, Caroline Wagner, you guys are absolutely the best. And my final request is please share this show with at least 10 friends tonight, because I believe that if it wasn't for Ark of Grace Ministries, a lot of the things we talked about today are just not being discussed, unfortunately, in most pulpits by most preachers today.
That is true. The great divide is happening in the church, and the great purge and what the Lord is doing to clean out the church has begun.
Amen to that. I agree with you. You're stating facts. And again, thank you so much for letting me be here, Amanda.
Thank you, Clay, for coming.
Take care. Have a great day.
You too. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So we have a gentleman coming on here in just a moment. No, we're not done yet. This is a double feature today. So lots of great information Clay gave. If you could go back and write down the scripture verses and read them, please do. I also encourage you with Ezekiel chapter 8 right now with what's going on in the church. So who we have right now, we have a new partner, and he's doing wonderful things in Ohio as well. But we have a new partner that has come on board with Ark of Grace. Nelson from Century H2O, which is a 5-stage water filtration system. We're going to bring him on. We're going to discuss it. He's also doing the Water for Ohio fundraiser that we're going to discuss. So let's bring Nelson on now.
Okay, there we are.
Hello, Nelson.
Hello, Amanda. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Busy. Very, very busy.
I am sure.
Yeah. We do water, you know, and now we're getting into helping some folks in Ohio. So it's quite a step over for us. You know, I like to make things. I don't like to be in the public face of things. And it seems like this is a world we're getting into very quickly.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Water for Ohio fundraiser and what you're actually doing in East Palestine, Ohio, because many of us know what happened with the train derailment, if you want to go into a little bit of detail there, and what happened. But they had to evacuate people because of the substances these trains were carrying. And so basically, you decided that you were going to help those in East Palestine, Ohio, get clean water.
Yes, so The reason we were able to help the folks in East Palestine was because we have the only, to my knowledge, the only carbon in the world that removes vinyl chloride out of the water. What is vinyl chloride? It's PVC. So let's say you have a home that has white pipes in it. You're drinking water that's been tainted with PVC, which is vinyl chloride. Vinyl chloride is a mustard gas. They outlawed it in World War I. Okay, so I'm watching this transpire about a year ago. And I have an injection molding company where we mold vinyl chloride parts, PVC parts. Mm-hmm. All your smoke detectors are made from that because they don't burn. And I watched them burn this material.
Yeah.
I kind of got a little concerned at that point in time. So what we did was we put together a system and we had the material that removes the vinyl chloride, and we sent 200 systems to East Palestine. Okay.
That's wonderful.
We put them in homes. The VFW is our point of entry there. And the VFW, we had the EPA chain of custody go in and gather water from our system and from the regular tap water. And we had an EPA test done on it. And if you go to our website, the test is right there. It's all certified. Everything's done by the EPA. And it showed that we removed vinyl chloride all the way down to 100% removal. No one else in the world can do that.
Wow.
The government uses oxygen to blow it out of the water, and then it dissipates into the air, and then you get to breathe it. So you really don't get rid of it. When we went in there, we tested their water, and it's at 5.00, 5.22, and they said 5.0 is acceptable. Well, I don't know about you, Amanda, but anything more than zero is not acceptable. Your body doesn't need that kind of a poison in it. So we were able to remove it at 100%. So what transpired was we were there the exact same day President Trump was there. And President Trump made a promise that he would come back with a solution if the current administration couldn't provide that. So we connected with the Trump organization. We connected with his son. And we went in, and what we're going to do is we're going back October 19th, and I'm giving a system to, well, I shouldn't say me, the president's going to give a system to every person in the town of East Palestine, Ohio. We're giving 2,000 systems away. And that's what the fundraiser is about. If we can raise the capital, that eases the burden on my company. But at the end of the day, Amanda, we're doing it regardless. We've already committed the time, energy, and resources.
And, you know, that's wonderful, because you wouldn't think at somewhere in the United States here that there would be an issue, such an issue with clean water, you know, or with water getting so contaminated. But it seems to be happening more and more in the United States of what's coming into.
Well, Amanda, we're actually taking uranium out of the water right now.
Wow.
That's in the area of east, northeast part of the America, the United States. So anybody up in New York, I think.
Girl, I'm in New York. That's where
there you go, girl. Hey, you're gonna need an upgrade on a system, because we are actually going in and removing uranium. We remove fluoride, 100%, arsenic, 100%, chlorine and ammonia, which is no big deal for us. And we remove pharmaceuticals. Okay, so you remember the PFAs, they say you can't take out of the water? We have a test, that we just got our test back. We take out 220 of them out of the water. We take out any vaccines that are in the water. So everything, okay, so when you put something into your body, you go to the bathroom, then it goes into the underground aquifers and gets reintroduced back into the drinking tablet. So anything that pharma gives you, we remove. Vinyl chloride, we have a special carbon, we remove it. And here's how we do it, Amanda, so you kind of get an idea. Normal carbon is 600 grains of density.
Yeah.
Our carbon is 2,800 grains of density with magnesium infused into it. That's how we remove all the toxins in the water. We're the only folks that have this. We were commissioned by the globalists over in Europe to create this carbon for their fish farms, because they didn't like what was going into their fish. So that's how we got what we have. And this is what we're giving to the public. Now, when you drink our water, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get oxygen at 68 parts per million in your body. You're going to get calcium at 98 parts per million in your body. You're going to get magnesium at 198 parts per million in your body. And the pH will be at 9.0. All those things combined, it does one great thing for you. It makes you hydrated, so that the lines in your face and in your skin get hydrated. They plump up and they go away. You're not a prune. Second thing it does for you, it helps you sleep. Magnesium is the most important mineral we need.
It is. You should be taking it at night.
You don't need to at night. Drink our water. You get 198 parts per million, which is huge. The other thing is we put oxygen in your gut. That means if you have any kind of cancer going on inside your body, the oxygen now is in your body. We had a gentleman, David Metzer. I don't know if you're familiar with that name. He's an owner in the Colts football team.
Okay.
And he has a podcast. He does a lot of speeches. He went and had his blood tested on a physical, and the doctor said, you have so much oxygen in your blood cells. We've never seen this before. He's been drinking our water now for almost 8 months.
Wow.
We watch animals get healed from cancer with ours. We had women come to me with breast cancer that has been dissipated. We don't know why. We can't put our finger on it. But at the end of the day, if you're drinking water that has a 9.0 pH, that means you're getting the acid. That destroys acid in your body, which destroys cancer, which goes into cancer, and you don't have it. In my case, the way I designed this product about 7 years ago, I went to my doctor and he said my PSA levels were climbing. They went from 1.6 to 3.9. I went and had an ultrasound done, and I had a growth. I went to a specialist and he decided that they were going to cut it out. And I asked him, I says, what does that mean? I've never been sick a day in my life. And I'm not that guy. I don't do pills. Yeah. He said, oh, you'll be a eunuch. And I said, well, no. So I went home. I told my wife, we're out of here. We went home. I designed the system. 4 months later, I went back. He looked at my blood test and said, you did something. What'd you do? And I said, well, I've been drinking this water that has oxygen. I didn't know it changed the pH. I didn't know all these other things. So we started doing all these tests, right? I just wanted that. I remove oxygen from people like Hershey's and Kraft Cheese in their factories. I make scale go away. That's what oxygen does. It scrubs scale. Next thing you know, my PSA levels are now at 1.7. They've been like that for 7 years. So our system does two things. It'll make you healthy. It'll make your house healthy. Because we go in and we clean out your hot water tank. The oxygen will scrub the scale out of your hot water tank. It'll be crystal clean in 6 months. You're on demand. If you have an on-demand hot water tank, it keeps them working. It makes your dishwasher not have any scale in it. And by the way, no jetpack pods, because now you have no stain on your glasses. Secondly, your washing machine doesn't have any scum left in it because we scrub it. Your shower, it has some white powder on it. You can wipe it off the rag. That's what the product will do for your home, and it'll do that for your body too. You'll be a healthy person when you drink it. Now, when you drink our water, it will be the only water your body will crave. It's crazy stuff. I can't explain it. It's all very much clean. It has a clean feel to it, a clean look to it. And dogs, animals, they go nuts over it.
Well, right? That's my department.
Okay.
We have an animal sanctuary.
Okay, so my wife has a dog rescue. Okay, uh-huh. So we have any time up, you know, she's found dogs. She's been doing it for years. And you're like, so you're in the same page. We sit down, you're a kick out of this. So I'll take my wife out to, she loves steak. So we'll go to the best steakhouse in town, Steak 44. She'll cut that steak in half, take out and cut pieces for every dog. We're talking a $200 piece of meat, right? Yeah. Yeah, so that goes in one box, and then she eats the other half. Okay, so here's the deal. So we'll come home, I'll put a bowl of water down, I'll put a piece of steak down, and every dog goes to the water first, then we'll eat the steak. We had dogs, little ones 20 plus years old, big dogs 16 plus years old.
That's amazing.
Water matters. Think about it.
No, it absolutely does in this day and age. It does matter based on, you know, all the chemicals, first of all, that the FDA still allows that are being banned in other parts of the world. It does matter to have clean drinking water. Also for your pets, because we had an issue years ago where a couple of our pets started developing these crystals in their bladders.
Yep.
And partially it had to do with the high calcium content, yep. I believe, that was in the water when they tested it. And so this is a real thing. And animals do need, clean water so these things do not develop in their bodies and in their bladders. We also have a promo code. There it is, GRACE10. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, you can use the promo code GRACE10 if you're interested in getting one of these amazing water filtration systems.
Amanda, it only takes 15 minutes to install it. If you just put the under the sink unit in, not the whole house, it's 15 minutes. That's it. And we have a unit that goes on your shower head, so you're not bathing in chlorine.
We have a big house with the animals because I'm on one location of the sanctuary. This is a big house.
Okay.
So
we have a system for big houses too. John, Don Jr. Trump has one of our systems. He loves it. It's like his thing. Kimberly goes ballistic over this thing. I mean, it works for her. It makes your skin soft. You don't need all those lotions on you because you're not putting chlorine on your body, ammonia on your body. Think about that. You're actually bathing in oxygen. That goes through your skin, into your body. It keeps you young and healthy. Those are things that people will kind of like pass over, right? And then when you're drinking water, like when I drink this water, Amanda, I can drink the water at 11 o'clock at night and go to bed at 11:02, wake up 12 hours later. It doesn't phase you, it goes into your body. Our dogs, for instance, so when we were giving them drinking water from the tap, they drink one bowl a day, no more. Didn't care for it, that was it. My wife gives these dogs 3 to 4 bowls of water a day, it's gone. And they don't go to the washroom any more than when they drank one.
We're going to have to do this with our dogs. Our experiment with our dogs and our sheep and our pigs and our parrots.
And they'll love it. I'm telling you, it'll be a whole different experience for them. We are working with horses right now. I'm working in
Paraguay. Oh, we have horses at the other property.
Oh, here's your problem. There's only one problem. Mm-hmm. When your animals get on this water, and horses especially, they're so brilliant.
They're smart animals.
They will not go back to the old water. For instance, we're working with Paraguay because we try to do it here in the United States, and the feds shut us down. We are watering the calves. So you have a calf. They can't wean because they won't go. They can smell the poison in the water, and they die. So by going to our water, they actually wean off the mother, and they're not losing 50% of the calves anymore.
Wow. Yeah,
the same problems here in America. And we got shut down for doing that. So what I'm saying is what we're providing right now. And remember this, you remember when you're told an RO system bottled water was excellent to have? Guess what? RO kills the water. I used to build them for a living. That's how we know what we know about water. I've been doing it for 20 years. RO water kills everything in the water, good or bad. And they tell you that, like it's a great thing. And then they say, well, we can put magnesium and calcium back in. Oh, it's a chemical you want to put back in? Yeah, but we can do that. Well, God gave you water. Mm-hmm. And in that water, you have magnesium, calcium already in the water. When the water goes across minerals, that's what it is. It's minerals. That's natural. When you change our water, you know how you go to a water store and you get 9.0 pH water and it lasts for 7 days? When water goes across our system, it's forever. Okay. Water never changes. We're adding minerals to it, right? We're just leaving the minerals in it. We enhance them. That's what we do. So when you drink this water, your body accepts it. It wants it. It embraces the water is what I'm trying to say. Okay. It's crazy. And you gotta think about this, Amanda. God gave us what we needed. What our folks in the government has done is they destroyed that. So you go and you get a bottle of water, okay? And you got it from the spring up in Canada somewhere. So it's the best spring water in the world, right? Well, what you don't know is every water that is put in a bottle has to go through an RO system. The federal government mandates that. So they're stripping the water. I don't care if it came from what spring. Now, here's the other part. It's really uniquely interesting. I am in the plastic world. I used to make all the plastic caps for Coca-Cola. I make plastic bottles. Here's the problem with plastic. It's a PET material. That's getting technical, right? But here's the deal that makes this really interesting. So you're in Canada. It's cold. They fill the truck up with all this water in these plastic bottles. The truck goes from Canada to Texas. And on the way to Texas, it goes through a heat cycle. What we call a heat cycle is if it's 90 outside, it hits 190 inside. At 190 degrees inside that semi, micro bits of plastic come off the plastic, go into the water, and you drink it. That plastic goes up against your fat cells, and you become a little heavier. That's why people are becoming obese. It's not because of fast food. It's because of the water you're drinking and putting into your body.
That's fascinating. You see, now people are asking, Nelson, how much does the under the sink unit cost?
Well, it's $325, and then you get a discount.
You do? Yep, Grace10 is the promo code. Put in the promo code, Grace10.
Okay, then you get 10% off of that. And that will last you a year. And then you replace the filters, and the filters run $120, and you'll get a discount. So that's what you'll get. And that's a very – and I have ladies in their 60s and 70s installing these systems in their houses. It's that easy. It will take you 15 – well, I'm slow, so it takes me about 25 minutes, but the average person, we have a video out there showing you how to put it in, 15 minutes. That's it. Wow. Done and easy. And we will ship it to your house, no cost to you. It's free to your door, shipping costs. So we are trying and we are working out. Let me give you an idea how what we put in this product. Everything's catalytic carbon. You ever heard of that? You've heard of catalytic carbon before? That's like carbon on steroids.
Okay.
So a cubic foot of carbon will cost you $40. A cubic foot of my carbon costs me $300. That's the level of product that we're giving you. We're giving you the best of the best. We can go in the water that's at 100 grains of hardness and manage it. The average stuff out there can manage 15 on a good day. That's how much a level of stuff we're working at. We are putting stuff out there, man, that is very, very top notch. There's nothing. The bowls, you'll see these things come in clear housing so you can see the water inside. We're the only company in the world that makes this product. It's a material that does not leach any poisons into the water. It's a PET material from Eastman Chemical. It is the best of the best. It comes to me white, Amanda. We turn it clear, crystal clear.
Mm.
So go ahead.
This is something that I would say too, if you're a vet at a vet's office or something of that nature too, to consider for your offices. Being that, especially if you board as well animals, to consider having these filtration systems put in there. That's another idea for those of you out there who are watching. And of course, you could do it in other businesses too. But you know, when you have vets and you have animals drinking the water all the time there, this would be something good to consider.
Oh, Amanda, you know how when you buy an RO system, you got this big tank underneath the sink, and then you have to have that little faucet.
Yeah.
You have to drill a hole in your sink. Our product connects and it works off the cold side of your faucet. So you turn it to the cold side and the water's treated. No tank, nothing.
Wow.
So when you have an RO system, folks, every 3 gallons, 1 gallon goes in the tank and 2 gallons go down the sink. Well, in this day and age where water is precious, mm-hmm. you don't want to be throwing away 2 gallons of water and paying for that. Our product is a straight pass-through product, and it works because of the quality of materials we have in it. Our materials come from Germany and from Siberia. That's where the materials come.
That's wonderful to know where you get your materials from. And, oh, that must be for the whole house.
That's it.
Yep. Okay, that must be for the whole house. Okay, so you guys are getting a good look here as well as the system for an entire house, what it looks like. And that is on the website as well. So you can go there and look that up as well. You can use promo code GRACE10 for that as well. And if you guys get these, please write us after using them. Write us the testimonials because we want to send them to Nelson as well. So please do that.
Do you know, are you familiar with Roger Stone?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. So Roger's wife has cancer, right? So I sent Roger a system about a year and a half ago. So Roger, in his infancy, was buying oxygenated water from a place in Colorado. So Roger takes our system, fills it up, takes that system, fills it up in a glass, puts it on a scale, and it weighs the exact same. The stuff he was purchasing cost him $1,000 a gallon. And our water will cost you 0.00007 of a penny per gallon.
Wow. That's amazing.
And his wife is still doing well.
Praise God, she is. She is. Keep, you know, out there, just keep his wife in prayer, you know, as well as they continue that. And also, their information is also on the website for the Water for Ohio fundraiser that is coming in October.
Yes. And when we go back,
as well,
we should have the president with us and the family will be there. And we're bringing in some country singers. We're going to do a rally. It's going to turn into a rally, Amanda.
I believe it.
I will be probably reaching out to you if you may want to.
I would love to be part of it. I would absolutely, because I want to be able to pray with people too. You know, I want to be able to help and, you know, in any way that I can, and also be there to pray for people as well.
Well, you know, the president I would think he'd appreciate that quite a bit. So we're going to be doing this on the 19th.
Okay.
So what's going to happen, Amanda, is we're going to be every month, we're going to release a little more information about it because we get the information, we want to get it. So we have country western singers that are signing up. We have already raised a few pennies, so we're trying to get to that $250,000 mark. That'd be awesome.
Well, sign me up.
You're good. You go and you can, you know, you can come and hang out with us. And I'm telling you, it's growing. We have radio stations coming on board. We have corporations wanting to get involved. We think we may get there. But the biggest thing is this. We're going to be able to go back and help folks that have been abused, terribly abused. Vinyl chloride is a poison that will, it was so bad that they outlawed it in World War I. That's how bad it was. So I can tell you the horrors of why that happened, where it happened. We have all the details, and it's amazing how the timing was perfect to drop all that vinyl chloride over their three city wells. Well, that went into the ground, that went into the air. So what we're doing is we go back in and we can give it back to these folks. And, you know, I hate to say it, but most of these folks are vets. Most of these folks are retired. It's not a good time. I mean, you know, it's just one of these deals where it was a wrong, you know, for these guys, it couldn't hurt them any worse. They lost their property. Nobody wants to buy that land. It goes on and on and on, right?
Yeah.
If you had a farm, would you want vegetables off of that land?
No, not at all.
Okay. So what we are doing is if we can at least ease their burden, Amanda, we're doing it. And like I said, we went in 200, you know, and that was a big deal for us because we were a young company. We were only two months in business and that, you know, what we did with Century. And now that we have been around for a day or two, we can afford to do more. And I'll tell you something, Amanda, we shouldn't have what we have. This is a God thing.
Amen.
There's no reason that I should be playing with globalists. Okay. I'm about as American as they come. I am like that guy. I'm a tool and die maker. You don't get any more American than that. That's like the guy that runs a factory, you know, we're factory people, you know, and at the end of the day, we have something that is saving lives, literally saving lives. I have maybe five or six folks that have come back to me saying, you remember those lesions, those crystals that you're speaking of on your animal? I have a lady that she has that problem. And the doctors told her, you're done. We can't help you. That was last July she came to me. I gave her a whole house system. She today, about a month ago, she sent me an email saying, I just got my test back and it looks like I'm turning the corner.
Wow.
The crystals are on her kidneys and they're shutting down her kidneys.
Yeah.
She says they're starting to dissipate.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
And there's nothing else she's taking. There's no pills. She's not. And it's water. It's just water. And she drinks it all. And I just talked to her husband recently. They're going to move to Florida and get out of Illinois. And he goes, this is a miracle. This is like really, you know, we were getting ready to bury her.
Yeah.
And here she is. So it's a pretty cool thing when you got something that's special.
Yeah. Amen to that. And what you're doing in Ohio for these people is wonderful and it's special. And Nelson, we thank you so much for your time. We know you're busy. We thank you for coming on. And once again, you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and go to the Century H2O and use promo code GRACE10 to get 10% off of the system. So thank you so much, Nelson, for your time. We'll be seeing you.
Thank you, Amanda. And we'll be talking soon.
Okay, good. God bless you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And that was Nelson. I'm so glad you all got to meet him. Wonderful, wonderful things that he's doing for these people in Ohio that were victims of this East Palestine train derailment and what happened there. So thank you, everyone who hung on for that. We are going to now conclude for tonight. We will probably be back on Thursday, so we will make the announcement. I'm going to be in prayer about a few things to talk about that are going on right now. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I encourage you to say it every single day. I say it every single day. There's also other Psalms there, 123, 34, and 35. Ephesians chapter 1, 3, and 6. Read them. There's also scriptures in Ephesians 1 and 3 that I quote from the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin every day. The word is living and active. I encourage you to activate it because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Scripture says so, and we should live according to that. Also, the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught his disciples. disciples to pray this way. The order of that prayer is so important for our own prayer life. So I encourage you to go back to the Gospels, look at that as well, and actually say the Lord's Prayer on a pretty consistent basis. So praise the Lord. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everyone. We love you, and we will be back on Thursday. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.